Chaz and AJ, Logan Steele, news.
Comedian Ben Kirsch in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
There was a tornado that touched down in Connecticut over the weekend. The National Weather Service reported that a tornado was spotted on their radar landing in Chaplin, Connecticut, Saturday night.
Tornado!
I'm not seeing any images of wreckage.
No.
Or down trees. Or
first, I got to find Chaplin.
I think that's job one. Right. Where the hell is Chaplin?
I was just about to say, I went right to the Maps app.
Right. Can't find it.
Yeah, it's on the same level as Hartford.
Right.
Probably dead center between Providence and Hartford.
What were they known for in Chaplin? What are they known for?
What are they known for?
Yeah.
Well, now tornado.
Right. Really messed up hairdo right now. I saw some picture. There were like cows in the background. I'm like, oh, bring the cows in.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like you see it looming in the distance, and it's a bunch of cows just, you know, doing cow stuff. Like,
was that movie Twister? Didn't they have cows flying in the air? We got cows.
Yeah, remember she goes, cow. Yep. Yeah, they were getting closer to Twister.
They're in the, yeah, very close to the Twister, and things were circling in the air.
Yep.
And
tanker truck.
That's right. The tanker truck.
Tanker truck, the cow.
We have debris.
Right.
That's just what he said.
Cow.
There's a cow floating in front of him. We have debris.
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
That makes Sharknado feel a little bit more believable.
Right.
Right. So, hope everything's fine there in Chaplin, Connecticut.
Yes,
definitely.
Chaplin strong.
Small plane crashes into the water. Did you see that?
Yeah. He was doing fine until he actually hit the water, then flipped that sucker right over.
Yeah. Well, the pilot of a small plane. The plane is used to pull advertisement banners.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yep.
Is okay after crashing into a New Hampshire beach, just barely missing people swimming.
I didn't know New Hampshire had beaches. I was like, wow, they have beaches? Cool.
You didn't think they had beaches?
No, for some reason I thought they were landlocked. I haven't looked at a map lately.
It hasn't changed.
No, I know. I've been busy.
Did you ever look at a map?
I've been busy. Oh, okay. Only when I need to go someplace.
All right.
I just yell Siri.
You know Pangea is coming back.
It's making nice. Its epic awesome.
What do you hear about Florida? Now their beaches.
Yeah.
Here are a couple of witnesses talking about the accident.
It's going down. A plane's going down. It's crashed. And we all stood up.
I look up and all of a sudden you just see the whole thing coming down. I was like, just, you know, Kevin got the word plane. You know what I'm saying? Everyone was just like, wait, what are you running to? I'm like, yo, save them.
He walked out in his clothes and socks and shoes. And he was shaken up, though.
And those were the best three people they found.
Right. The ones willing to talk.
I want four or 5 minutes of them just going back and forth.
Yeah, that's one of those. You put the mic in front of that person, either one of them, and you just let them talk. Yeah. Don't interrupt them.
Let them rip.
I like that they didn't even turn their radio down in the background. Nope. They still got like a soundtrack they're talking to.
Can we hear that again?
Oh, yes.
It's going down. A plane's going down. And it's crashed, and we all stood up.
I look up, and all of a sudden, you just see the whole thing coming down. I was like, just, you know, Kevin got the word plane, you know what I'm saying? Everyone was just like, wait, what are you running to? I'm like, yo, save them.
He walked out in his clothes and socks and shoes, and he was shaken up, though.
What else are you wearing? He's flying a plane.
So the first lady, I thought it was actually happening.
Yeah.
And it turns out she was just recounting the story.
Reenacting.
But she was so damn convincing.
She was.
It's going down!
I would have ducked.
It's going down!
Ah! It's going down! A plane's going down!
It sounds like it's happening in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I was expecting to hear a sound effect after that.
Like a smash.
Or like, yeah, people yelling.
Yep. Something. Nope.
And then the second person is like, I couldn't even say the word plane.
Right. The word, yeah, because it's already down. What are you running?
I look up and all of a sudden you just see the whole thing coming down. I was like, just, you know, Kevin got the word plane. You know what I'm saying? Everyone was just like, wait, what are you running to? I'm like, yo, save them.
So he started running towards the plane. Everyone's like, where are you going?
Like Baywatch.
Plane.
Right.
The
only,
plane.
Only a lot slower.
And he's like person. Tattoo on Fantasy Island.
Get plane.
Where are you going?
Plane. Get plane. Easy tattoo.
It's funny how he's running towards an accident and people are asking, where are you going?
Right. Like nobody else saw him?
I'm going to save people.
People were out there. Right. Yeah. We got to check on them.
Right. Yeah, you Put your cell phone there, and I'll be running over here.
Yeah, go ahead. You record this.
Yes.
And I'll try to help.
I'll do the heavy work.
It's going down. A plane's going down.
Chaz and AJ.
It sounds just like George Costanza's mother screaming that. So
yes.
It's going down. A plane's going down.
Right. Oh, I can definitely hear that.
It does.
Bad sex.
Thank you.
Yep.
And then the third person.
I think it's still the same woman from the beginning.
Oh, is it really?
I think so. I didn't see the clip, but it sounded to me the same.
And socks and shoes, and he was shaken up, though.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
how many
people sound like that?
Yeah. Well, New Hampshire.
What is she saying? Like, he's walked out with his socks and his shoes and his pants all wet?
All wet. Yep. And what are you supposed to do? Change into a bathing suit?
Sure. You didn't have time to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see that plane hit the water and flip right over.
Yep.
Time to go.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty wild. You don't see that every day.
No, man.
No. On the beach.
Some of the things that were at Terrificon over the weekend, you don't see that every day.
No, you do not. No.
Saw a lot of great posts on the Chaz and AJ social media sites.
Yeah.
Thanks to Ruth.
I could not believe the time that it seems clearly people spent on some of the outfits they were wearing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like one or two people. It seemed like everyone.
There was one
Ben, are you into that stuff? Comic book stuff?
I can appreciate it, but I'm not going to go to the party store and get a costume.
Gotcha. Right. You're not going to dress up. Right.
Yeah.
Me neither.
There was one girl, I don't know if she was supposed to be like, she looked like, kind of like she was like a maid outfit, but it was kind of like a scary maid outfit with this big wig, and she was carrying this huge, I was supposed to be a mallet or something, but it lit
that's
up.
A character.
And she walked around the entire time with it.
What movie is that from?
Maid with a mallet?
Yeah, huge mallet, like a big mallet looking thing. Maybe it wasn't a maid. It looked like a maid type outfit.
Yeah, it's like black and white.
Yeah, black and white, but it had like a pleated skirt also. Saying that pleated, what do you call that?
Why are you focusing on all of all the characters? Why are you focusing on this one? You wanted a date?
Because she had that huge mallet. And I was saying, are you going to carry that the entire freaking time?
No.
Yeah, I mean, and she did.
He was concerned with the mallet.
Yeah.
It looked heavy.
I'm like, I don't know. I walk around in a crowd with something so huge. And I mean, maybe Ruth knew who it was. I have no idea.
Did we get that one posted?
I think she has a picture of it.
Nice.
Because some of the pictures are hers and mine.
Because I saw a couple maid outfits, but that didn't mean anything.
It would be this huge thing
The mallet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. I don't believe I have a picture of her. There were several people in maid outfits.
Do you know what character that was?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I wanted to ask her, but I didn't want to get into a conversation. I'm like, I don't need to know that much.
But yeah, that was commitment. That was massive. She was walking around with that thing.
Yeah.
All day.
There was a lot of heavy makeup. There was a lot of, it looks like cumbersome stuff to walk around in. Like the Mars Attacks guy, looked awesome, but could not be comfortable walking around.
No, he stayed stationed at one booth in the hallway area. They were selling stuff.
Nice. Looked great, though.
It's interesting they have it in the summer. They should have it in the winter. Dress up, be a little warmer.
Right.
Right.
One lady was Poison Ivy. I mean, she was just, that's all she had was Poison Ivy. The Ivy stuff.
I like this.
What are you saying? She had Poison Ivy?
No, she had.
Or she was dressed as
Poison
Ivy.
You know the character Poison Ivy?
Yes.
Yeah, she would with just ivy vines covering
certain
parts of the body.
She was nude,
yes.
But just had.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, where's the picture of that?
Felt kind of creepy.
Okay, that's an honest answer.
Felt kind of creepy.
I can respect that.
Felt kind of creepy. Yeah. She also looked like she was pretty strong.
I do think that if you show up at one of those things,
yes.
Dressed like that.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
I was hoping someone else would take a picture for me, but yeah.
Right.
I like this girl.
I took pictures of a lot of the ladies. I didn't get Poison Ivy, though.
This girl had it down. She looks comfortable. She's just wearing like a white dress. She put a jean jacket over, puts on a little veil, and just carries around a Chucky doll. I'm like, I know exactly who that is,
yeah.
And you didn't have to go nuts.
Right.
Bride of Chucky.
Yeah,
well done.
Easy. Here are some of the people Ruth ran into.
What's your name, and where are you from?
My name is Sweet Tooth. Real name is David. And I am from Bridgeport.
Are you having fun here today? You look great.
Of course. Thank you. You look good yourself.
Thank you very much. Do you listen to Chaz and AJ in the morning? Could you give them a shout out?
Chaz and AJ, I'll find you, and I'll rip you limb from limb.
You could just say hi.
Right. Most folks do. Don't write for Hallmark at all, please.
He was my favorite. Was he grabbed a chair. Yeah.
Okay, that was a chair guy. Okay.
Yeah, he was shirtless the whole time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
fine. Explain chair guy.
In character.
He had a like an evil clown mask. Evil clown hair, okay. No shirt, but he had like, you know, body by Budweiser, and he had the some kind of like straps across him, and he just looked like an evil clown, like someone you see in a nightmare.
This is someone who murders people.
Basically, yes.
Doesn't think of anything about it.
Right. Well,
Sweet Tooth's from a video game called Twisted Metal.
Oh, okay.
And he's a psycho killer clown.
Well,
There you go.
Looked it.
Is there a body count associated with the?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. They've made a bunch of those games now, so I'm not sure how many.
Couldn't tell you.
I will look that up.
Remember Twisted Metal?
He's in the video that we have posted up on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
I love how he clarified that his name was Dave.
Right.
I'm Sweet Tooth.
Right.
Real name Dave.
Real name Dave. I'm Sweet Tooth right now. I'm actually an accountant by day. All right, here's my card. In case you want me to work on your diet, I can help you with your taxes if you want.
With your taxes?
I'm also I also help in child development.
He does roofing and siding.
Right, exactly. I also sell skincare products. Looking at dry, rough heels.
All right, here's another clip.
My name is Matt Herring. I'm from Palmer, Massachusetts.
And you were just telling me that you're a longtime listener of PLR.
Long time. I go back to 1982, 1983. And 1986, I sent an audition tape. I'm still waiting for a response. So if you got it, if it's lying around, if you can even play a cassette anymore, give me a call.
Why don't you do a live one right now for us?
All right. This is the Matt Man, and I'm coming to you live from Terrificon on 99 Rock WPLR.
So the tape's still around.
Is that what that was in the kitchen while I was waiting, the little rectangle?
That thing under the kitchen table.
Yes. Keeping the table nice and sturdy. Yes.
I think a few of mine are out there, too.
They mailed mine back.
You can tell he's old school because he's saying 99 Rock.
Yeah.
Yep.
Give me a call.
Why don't you do a live one right now for us?
All right. This is the Matt Man, and I'm coming to you live from Terrificon on 99 Rock WPLR.
Yeah, a couple of mistakes there.
Right. The Matt Man.
The Matt Man.
The Matt Man.
That's is it Mad Man or Matt Man?
The Matt Man.
He's I heard Matt Man. Man.
Matt Man.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the Matt Man.
Pretty cool.
Like doormat or?
All right, and Vince Barry grabbed some audio.
He did.
Terrificon.
Yeah, he spoke to a couple celebrities.
Back at Terrificon here, and I'm with Rachel McFarlane, a fantastic voice actress and a very long Wikipedia page.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I worked hard on that Wikipedia page.
It looks like
I had nothing to do with it.
It looks like Cartoon Network Studios loves you with all the voice
acting. I know. That's where I got my start. I started working on Johnny Bravo in 1998, and then Codename Kids Next Door and Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy and Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Lab, and you name it. Yeah.
And then maybe a couple little shows called American Dad and Family Guy.
Yes, and then those came along, and the rest is voiceover history.
Right. How are you enjoying Terrificon so far?
Amazing. I'm from Connecticut. Originally, I grew up in Kent, so I wasn't going to turn down the opportunity to come to my home state and meet all the people that have, you know, kept us on the air for the last two decades. So.
Hell yeah. So I have to ask, who has the better singing voice, do you think, you or your brother?
I do.
Awesome. Who's the
brother being Seth.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have set that up at any point, Vince.
That'd be nice.
He's like, it's common knowledge. Everybody knows.
Yeah. McFarlane, you think of immediately.
It kind of is. But right. Go ahead.
Awesome. Who's the better voice actor, you or your brother?
He is.
Who's funnier?
He is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're funny.
Who signs the check? He does.
He does, right. Okay. Whose coattails? His.
No, I mean, she's super talented.
No, she is.
But, no, it definitely helps if your brother's Seth
McFarlane. Oh, big time, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're funny because he writes the lines?
No. He's just really, 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 really witty. Yeah. But, I mean, that's now you know I'm being honest.
Right.
Because I do have the better singing voice, but he is the better voice actor.
Did you guys put on, like, shows and stuff for... Oh, boy. What was that like?
It was amazing. It was sort of where I feel like got our sea legs.
Is there a particular childhood performance that you remember?
I just remember we used to spend summers on Cape Cod, and we used to do shows for our parents on the back deck every night. So
that's awesome. I really appreciate the interview.
Sure.
One last thing for you, if you could say just your name and maybe a character that you do or something that you're, some credit, and then go, you're listening to Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Sure. Hey. This is Rachel McFarland. I'm Haley Smith on American Dad, and you're listening to Chaz and AJ in the Morning.
I spent summers on Neen Street.
Oh, did you? I spent summers in my backyard.
Cape Cod. Like, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Different life.
Yes, yes.
Shows every night on the back deck.
Nice.
That's a lot of commitment.
Yeah, it's a lot of performances.
Yep.
And then Vince also spoke with the Pokemon guy.
Vince Barry here, Terrificon. I'm just making sure because you said your wife mispronounced your name. I don't want to do the same thing. Michael Hegney.
Hey, that's exactly perfect. Immediately call my wife.
Maybe we shouldn't tell her how it's done, but if you could just tell our audience briefly a little of your background here. I see a lot of pictures that you're autographing that are all Pokemon themed, let's say.
That's right. Well, I was the voice of about between 30 and 40 Pokemon on the original TV series and the movies and the games. And the cereal box. No, not the cereal box. But, I'm here at Terrificon in Uncasville, Connecticut, the beautiful Mohegan Sun, and signing autographs and meeting a lot of great fans. It's been a long time. The TV series is 25 years old.
Good job filling time and saying almost nothing.
You keep waiting for the voices.
He did, yeah.
The voices
right,
are
that's
coming.
That's all you want to hear. Oh, okay, give us the voices. Right.
Here they come.
This year, and so... I was lucky enough to be involved with the series right from the very beginning.
Wow. So on our morning show, they send me to these conventions. We have some cosplayers who dress like Pokemon characters give us their favorite Pokemon noise. Mm. Now, since you're the professional, I was wondering if maybe you could give us a couple...
Well, let me give you a gentle correction. It is not a Pokemon noise. It is a Pokemon voice. Uh-huh. And I can do that. I was the voice of Charmander, who sounded like this.
Char, char, char. Charmander, char.
And also,
sigh, 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 that sigh, yai, yai.
And let me see, wheezing and coughing and garp, garp. And
I just want to spend a night with this guy. Yeah. I want to drive to every drive-thru.
Right.
And have him do, like you pull up one car and it's like five people are in it, yeah. But it's just him doing different voices,
yeah.
Ordering stuff.
It's just him in the driver's seat ordering for 15 people and it's all different voices.
Right. And then he just pulls up and it's just him.
I think he was in the men's room.
And a whole bunch of Geodude, Mock. And
yep, sounds like him.
Or you get in a crowded elevator and you just start doing that, you're going to have all the room in the world.
Yes, you are.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Comedian Ben Kirsch in studio Friday. He's at Christopher Martin's. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Excellent.
Let's go with this one first. Ear bit off over vape and booze in Florida.
In other words, it's Monday.
Yeah, two women were going at it over vape and booze in Florida.
It's big over there.
One lost her ear.
Oh. All right. That's okay. Her sunglasses fit weird, but other than that, I still got a vape and booze.
You got to look up the mugshots.
Yep.
Yes, they look typical.
They're smiling.
Yep.
Both that's of them.
One's got a black eye.
Right.
And the other one's got a bandage around her head. I'm guessing that's the one who lost her ear.
Right. Right.
You know, I made the same assumption.
And the smiling one. And the smiling one is like there's something in your teeth. It's like a lobe.
It's sent to us by tribe member Paula. Thank you, Paula.
Yep.
One Florida woman is missing a piece of her ear after getting into a fight over alleged stolen vape pens and alcohol. Marcy Regan, 23, was attending a 4th of July party in Callaway, Florida, when a fight involving several men broke out in the yard. She then attempted to leave the party to walk back home, which was a few doors down the street.
Wait, that's my trailer's parked.
As she was leaving, 18-year-old Dixie Stiles confronted her and accused her of stealing alcohol and vape pens.
Oh, you don't steal from Dixie, no. If your name's Dixie, she's trouble.
Reagan then reportedly pulled out a 9mm handgun from her waistband. Wow!
Apparently you don't mess with Reagan either.
Okay.
That must have been some vape pen.
Wow. Wow.
Huh?
Wow, wow. It's, wow, vape pens and alcohol.
Yep. Wasn't a song? Vape pens and alcohol. Vape pens and alcohol. Sorry.
A fight then ensued between the two Florida women as they were fighting Deputy said Reagan bit the top of Styles' ear off.
Oh, that's going to ruin the weekend. That's got to hurt. I'm sorry. That's got to hurt. At that point, you bite my ear, and fight is over.
And I have a feeling the blood just like pours out.
Right. Oh, yeah. Gushes.
It just pours out. Yeah, it just looks like your head just got broken open.
Exactly. Either one of two things. Either I'm in such pain that the fight's over, or I am now incensed and I'm going to tear your head off.
Right? Yeah, it's like, the adrenaline.
It's one of the two. Yeah, it's one of the two. It's like, oh!
So you're going to scream, and it's either going to sound like this or like this.
It's one of the two. It's whatever how I'm feeling that day. If I'm ticked off that day, then guess what? It's coming, and your head's leaving. It's coming off your shoulders, and I'm going to find the nearest basketball court.
It's leaving
court
your body.
Yeah, I'm doing a freaking 9-pointer with that sucker. There you go.
A 9-pointer?
Yeah, whatever it is. I don't care.
A 3.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll do it several times. Okay. I will dribble your head.
It's a 9-pointer.
I will dribble your head, do it 3 times.
Well, punt it.
One of the two. Now, punting would hurt my foot.
I imagine there's a chance, too, that like the initial bite, you're just so mad. There's like a 17-second window. You don't feel anything.
Yeah.
You have no memory.
And that's your time. And that's your time when your blind rage just rips your head off.
Yeah.
I have a... First of all, someone has a gun here. So the fact that this went into like a physical altercation.
Yeah. Usually it ends with a gun pull.
Someone pulls a gun. I'm like, okay, you win.
You know what? I'm going to buy...
I'm going to go now. See
I'm going to buy some alcohol. I'm going to buy you a brand new fake
right.
pen.
Right.
You, matter of fact, I'll pick you up. We'll pick it out. We'll have lunch.
That's right.
Whatever one you got.
All the vape pens you want.
You can have the cotton candy vape. You can have whatever vape you want. Whatever. Yeah. Blueberry
alcohol,
vape.
Alcohol, you yeah. name it.
Pancakes,
I'm going to go get it. You win.
Syrup vape. You want the Belgian waffle vape? whatever it takes. Yep.
She's like, Mike Tyson would not be happy with this.
No.
Okay.
Responsible.
Ugh.
Yep.
That's instant pain.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot of pain. Your nose or your ear being bitten.
Yeah, just
that's
someone a lot of flicking. Pain. When they flick your ear with their finger, that hurts like nuts. So someone actually biting a piece of it off.
That was a punishment for a while.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, teachers to play by ear. Like, they can't do it anymore.
They were unable to reattach her ear.
Oh. What do you do? Like put like body putty in there? When they put a piece of jewelry in there or something like that?
Now she's just icksy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Lost the D.
Both women face charges and an investigation into the incident is ongoing.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah, it's gotta hurt like hell.
Taco the human I'm sorry, it's Toco. Toco the human border collie steps out for first ever walk in public.
This is so stupid.
What is this? What does that mean?
This dude spent $20,000 to be changed into a dog.
A border collie.
Okay. Japanese man spent more than $20,000 to become a dog, has finally taken his first walk and immediately made some canine friends. Those dogs had to know immediately as soon as they sniff his ass. It's like, you're not eating dog food.
No, that's a different brand. You had burgers last night.
I know.
You get burgers and fries. I smell Pepsi.
Can he walk himself, or does he have to wait for his friends to walk?
Yeah, seriously, Although it's a good excuse to put your nose in their crotch now.
So I'm trying to... Does he walk on two legs, or does he walk like a dog?
Four
legs.
All four.
Yeah, there's a video. He's actually walking on four legs. Not very well. It's like a drunk dog. Yeah.
If you glance at it, it looks like a dog. If you study it, you're like, something's wrong.
Yeah, you see the chin. The chin is different. It's a little altered.
In recent updates shared with his almost 30,000 YouTube subscribers, Toco was seen playing in his backyard on all fours and performing tricks in exchange for treats. Hold it. What tricks?
Yeah.
You better be doing tricks like Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Jump rope.
Yeah. No, even better.
Puzzles.
If I'm dressed like a dog that well, I'm driving a car.
Juggling.
I'm going to freak everybody out on the highway.
No, if you're rolling over, sit,
Bush league.
No. Paw, no. Yeah. No.
You rub my belly again, something totally different?
No. Go get me a pizza, bring it back.
Exactly, right.
And that's your trick.
Yeah, no doubt the dog's name is Toco.
It looks like someone put a dog suit over a robot.
Yeah.
It's definitely not normal.
It looks like a dog with arthritis problem. Like,
how did they do that nose?
I don't know. Maybe he had a big nose. Big
is
nose.
That makeup? Is that permanent?
I don't know. How do you shower with that thing on? Do you shower or do you take him to like a grooming place?
You have one of those like plastic bags you put on a cast.
Yeah. Oh, when his and his waist can be a lot bigger than a dog. Yeah, tacos, Togo.
Oh, yeah. And when he does get excited, it's not that red.
No, it's not. Nope.
Stick, that lipstick tube.
Nope, nope. There's no Max Factor here, pal. Yep, no, maybe it's not. Maybe it's Maybelline. No, it's not. Revlon!
Yeah. I'm like 40 seconds into this video he posted, and he's in a park, and a dog does walk up to him. And the first like interaction, the dog's like, oh, another dog. And then like after like 2 seconds, it's like, what? And then it starts barking and backing away. It's like, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Abort, not cool. Abort, abort. Not cool.
You'd be funny if the dog started humping him.
Which one?
Yeah.
If the human?
The real dog.
Starts humping the regular dog?
The real, well, we figured that part would happen naturally, but if the real dogs humped him, I bet you he wouldn't like it at all.
No, well.
It's like, something feels kind of different back there.
So I still have questions. I don't
this
know if
is
you
just
know.
Someone who needs attention more than normal people.
We spent $20,000 to do it.
Yeah.
Give me $20,000. I'll pay you tons of attention. Just give me the money. I'll hang out with you for a week.
I'll tell you what. If I walked into his house and he started sniffing his crotch, I'm sorry. He's not going to like the reaction.
Yeah.
He's getting a newspaper to that nose.
Right.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
Right.
Get out of my crotch.
Right. Alas.
Are you ready?
Ha! Yeah.
Stunt or stupid?
What are we doing?
This is the balloon popping challenge. It's a balloon stomping. David Rush, as we all know, is a guy who like constantly like you know getting the Guinness Book of Records, breaking records and
one a week.
Yeah, and one of the things he's doing, one of the things he did rather, is I guess there's a balloon stomping.
Hold on. Take a breath. Gather yourself.
There's a balloon stomping record.
All right, hold on. We're going to start from the beginning.
Hi, my name's AJ.
He's just running around taping balloons to the floor.
Yes, I know.
After blowing them up. Yeah.
He's been blowing them up since whatever time this morning.
My cheeks on my face hurt.
Your face is killing me.
My face is hurt. Ah, waka.
Okay, collect yourself.
Okay.
And then we're going to start again. Are you ready? Okay.
Oh.
I'm, by the way, comedian Ben Kirsch.
Stunt or stupid?
I'm so, sorry, Ben. What are we doing?
David Rush's world record of 100 balloons. You stomp barefoot and you break them. As he has a record of 22.9 seconds for stomping 100 balloons, breaking them, and a world record. Much smoother, wasn't it?
Not really.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, what are we doing?
The balloon stomping challenge.
All right, it's the barefoot balloon stomp challenge.
Right.
You're going to attempt to stomp and pop how many balloons in under a minute?
100.
Wow.
Did we count them?
You have 100 out here?
No, I do not. I have a whole bunch over here.
Okay.
Yes. We have a very small room. Okay. He used an auditorium.
All right. We're how many do we have out here?
We have
2, 4, 6. Never mind. 10, 12.
Never
14,
mind.
16, 18,
never
20,
mind. The most unorganized record breaking attempt.
34.
This is what you would win the
40,
you would
42, 44, 46, 48, 50, 52, 54, 56.
Please don't do this to the break.
We have 66 balloons behind me right here.
Then there's another 20 over here.
Exactly right. So, right. Yes. I've employed several people to blow these balloons up. As Phil writes it down. Oh, I should have drew Phil's face on these balloons.
Okay.
I would pop them faster.
Doesn't seem like you even accomplished the first task. You do that after. Yeah, details after.
Next week
after.
For Stunt to Stupid, I'm going to step on Phil's head.
What's the world record?
I'm going to create a new one.
I think you win for the most unorganized record attempt.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Call the guy from Guinness and get him over here.
All right. Okay.
Hot in here.
So just set it up one more time so we have it on tape. Hold on.
Stunt or stupid.
I'll be attempting to break the world record for barefoot balloon popping. Okay. Set by David Rush. He has 100 balloons in 22.9 seconds. We actually have audio.
Okay.
3, 2, 1,
Wow. That's impressive.
He has way too much time in his hands.
That sounds like a gunfire.
Yeah. What he's doing is that there's two balloons taped next to each other, so he's actually stepping on two balloons at a time.
I was going
to
say, he's got to be doing multiple.
Yeah. And he did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's room for improvement, though. He definitely missed a few and had to go back and pop them and then keep going.
Yeah. So.
This one is
breakable. Mike 4. Put Mike 4 down.
Sure.
It's gonna take him 6 minutes to dodge
out. It could be more difficult for himself.
Because he taped the balloons to the floor. Okay, hit the on button. There you go. Yeah. All right, now try to find your way back.
It's like walking in a snake pit in freaking Indiana Jones. Why is there always gotta be balloons?
You put them there. You could have left yourself an apple. You put them there. You blew them up. Taped up. Mad at everybody else.
Shut up, Phil.
It's weird. What's weird is we do this on Monday, so you have the whole weekend to put it together, and it's clear that you didn't think about it until like 5:30 this morning.
Oh no! I brought the tape in. I knew about it. I watched the video.
Comedian Ben Kirsch in studio Friday. He's at Christopher Martin's. So we'll link up. So my cat.
Your cat.
Furley.
Okay.
Ripped the cat door off the wall.
Whoa! Furley.
I know, I worded it where it sounded like the cat ripped the door off.
Yeah. Right? What do you do? Chew
it
off?
One hell of a cat.
Right. Don't tick him off. He wants to take him now.
I put wifey on the line. Hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. I can explain that, Chaz, this cat cannot be away from you. Like, if he could crawl inside of you, he would. He cannot.
That'd be kind of awkward.
Why do you have to make it sound dirty? You
may want to wear underwear, Chaz. Make sure you have underwear on every time. That tail's sticking out of your ass.
Put a cork in my ass.
Chaz's toes. He licks Chaz's toes.
He does not. He did a while ago. He learned fast enough to do that.
They get pretty wasted, huh? Whoa, the colors.
My cat loves toes. I don't know why.
It's so weird.
It's like his favorite thing.
Yeah. The salt, probably.
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar, like chips.
That's what
like,
it is.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's like Doritos, man. It's awesome. like baked Lay's, but different.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I know that the top part looks like a barbecue chip or corn chip.
So,
back to the door.
Oh, so Chaz sent me a picture when I'm at work the other day, and the cat door, we have a cat door between our bedroom and our kitchen, and the cat door is completely off and on the floor.
The cat door goes through the wall, not through the door.
Right, through the wall.
Damn. Through the wall.
Into the drywall.
Wow.
The door's too beautiful to cut a hole in.
Yeah. Right.
So we didn't want a hole in our master bedroom door.
So you cut a hole in the wall.
Yeah. Which I could easily patch.
Exactly. A little blood patch, you're all good.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. And Furley the Terminator ripped it off.
So you have to buy this whole tunnel system because the thing is wider than the door.
Yeah, otherwise.
So you buy the centerpiece. So they have to like kind of tunnel in.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. When I take a nap in the afternoon, he'll be fine until he hears that I'm up. Like if he hears my phone get picked up and
Marshall's the same way.
All right, now we're gonna hang out.
Yeah.
You're waiting now.
Marshall's the same way. If I roll over, I'll say it's like, hey, we playing?
Yeah. So the door is set where, you know, you can lock it in one direction, the other direction, or both directions.
Okay.
It's we always have it set so you can make your way out in case we lock you in the bedroom by accident. Right. You can make your way out.
Someone made stinkies.
Yep. But what he's been doing is he's been punching that door to where it bounces out, and then he'll grab it and crawl underneath.
Wow. Oh, he wants to see daddy now.
Yeah, no, he's it.
Ow.
And
I
it's
must
like
have
it's this
now.
Constant frantic meowing like he's... you know, gonna die.
Yeah.
You know, like, I need oxygen.
Dead, it's like, dude, dead, there's a whole dead, house for you to dead, explore. Why dead, do you need this
dead,
one room?
Dead,
that's
dead,
exactly it.
Dead.
Just replace that with meow. It's meow, but yes, that. And it's like, and then you hear this on the gate of the little plastic door.
Yeah.
Yep.
That has my house.
Meow, 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 meow.
If I lock
meow,
Marshall.
Meow.
No.
His little high-pitched meows.
No. Yeah. No.
He's like,
no.
Daddy, I need your toes.
Give me the toes.
Come on, not what he's saying.
I need some vinegar and salt. Yeah. Come on.
Stuff's addicting.
You know, it's a bunch of pop, you can't stop.
So Jennifer knocks it in both directions. So now it's just a solid wall.
Yeah.
It's like a wall.
Oh, no.
It's like a wall.
And he
was not having that.
He was not having it.
Well,
he went nuts. And I could hear that now this thing's not moving. I hear.
That's him.
I'm like, you can't get in, can you? Then all of a sudden I hear. He knew something was wrong with that
because
he didn't come in.
Right.
Oh.
Like he knocks the door off, but he's like, I don't think I should go in there now.
Mission really failed. Aggressive. Mission failed abort.
You know what? I'm gonna switch to sour cream and onion. Where's mommy?
he goes into the living room. Eventually, I come out, and he's got this face on like, I have no idea how that happened.
I tried to stop that guy.
Oh, you were sleeping? Didn't even know.
I saw him leave. I could give a description. Look, kind of like me, but different. Much bigger cat. It wasn't me. I tried to help you. I did.
He
overpowered me. And, you know, I want to see with you guys.
I would post a picture of it so you could see it.
Yeah.
But I know everyone's just going to comment on how outdated my tile is.
Oh.
Yes.
So I'm like, screw you people. I'm not giving you that.
Next thing you know, you're doing commercial tile places.
Oh, my God.
Like in my garage and purple dumpster.
Like, no, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah. No one.
Look at the door.
Right. What you got to do is you got to crop the picture. You just see the door and not the tiles.
Yeah. Won't work.
Right.
I thought about that.
Yeah, that's the worst. Facebook
all right.
Sucks.
So I thought we would. I thought we could all call in. You know, the damage our pets have made. You know, there's big dogs out there. And
yeah, big cats.
Big cats.
Yep. These things happen.
And people have horses.
Yep. In the house.
Yeah, I've not in the house.
Right.
I've seen ducks in the house.
A duck in the house.
Yeah,
you sure wasn't a kid?
Not a good idea.
Sure wasn't a good kid.
I've seen rabbits in the house.
A rabbit, I can see. A duck, totally different.
Have you ever seen a person with a pet skunk?
Ooh, that's weird.
You could declaw and de-sack them, like, from the stink sack that they have, and then they're just like a weird-looking cat.
How do you de-sack and marry it?
203-882-9757. Call in pet damage your pet has done. All right, thank you, hon. Nice job.
Does mental anguish count?
203-882-9757. Teabag Monroe.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Good day.
Not your giving
good
name, obviously.
Thank you.
I love listening to you guys. Listen to you every day for the last 19, 20 years, I guess, for going into work.
Thank you.
So I got a new puppy about a year ago, and, you know, it's a puppy, so you're trying to train him and everything, and he's been doing good. And he just has one bad habit that we've been trying to break, and it's really hard. He's a pack animal. You know, he's a Catalina leopard with, like, a Staffordshire Terrier. When we leave him alone, he gets separation anxiety, really, really bad.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying and everything, and this is the fifth trait we're on right now, and I don't think he's getting out of this one. I really doubt it. But he would basically get out, and he would rip the trims off the door casing, off the doors, and then, like, the window casings, so...
So he'd get out of the crate. He'd break out of the crate, which was designed by engineers to keep the dog contained in the crate.
Yeah.
And then he would start ripping the molding off, which is a way to get the door or the window out of its frame.
Or
it's like, this is where you start with the molding.
Right. Or he has a side hustle selling molding. I see a new molding over here.
But the sweetest dog in the world. Like, I have two kids, and we have chickens and stuff, and they're like, you know, he's... a saint with him, but as soon as he's not around his family or his pack, you know, he goes eight nuts.
Yep, eight nuts.
Full blue, you got to keep it down. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, man. Well, hopefully this crate works.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
You wait for a week and the whole house is gone. It's the dog sitting in the yard.
It's that puppy energy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And they like to chew things. They try the teeth
out.
Love
to chew.
Teeth work. Oh, yeah. I look like a chew. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Went to a shoe, went to the wall, went to your car.
Janice in East Haven.
Hi.
Hi.
I have an attack parrot.
An attack parrot.
Wait, did you say carrot?
A parrot.
I thought you said an attack carrot.
Well, explain her voice.
Like, I don't think I want to know about this.
Explain her voice earlier.
No. My parrot likes to attack. She won't let me into my bathroom or my bedroom. She's out of her cage.
Does she yell things at you? Does she talk?
Ben has some thoughts here.
Yeah. Those seem like crucial parts of the house.
She whistles Yankee Doodle while she's doing it.
Wow. So it's a psycho parrot.
She's whistling Yankee Doodle
while she's trying to kill you,
bring you out of main places of the house.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she whistles Yankee Doodle, and she won't let me in my bathroom or my bedroom if she's out of her cage.
And she's going to town on you, obviously.
And she's really, really funny, I'll tell you. She's been a lifesaver for me, though. I love her a lot.
What do you do when you have to go to the bathroom and she's not letting you in the bathroom?
Yeah, well, I have the insert to a wrapping paper, a big fat cardboard insert that she doesn't like.
It's like war.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a war.
What,
yeah.
Like the cardboard tube?
Yeah, the cardboard tube, she doesn't like it.
Oh.
So I'll chase her away with the tube.
Oh, yeah, your neighbors are being crazy at all.
Yeah.
You have a sword fight with a parrot. The cardboard tube.
Yeah.
You know you do. Just go to the bathroom in her cage.
There you go, see?
Right, put a mirror so you can see it.
Yeah.
She won't like that.
Ah, whoa.
No, Yankee Doodle. Yeah. Yankee Doodle.
Yeah.
And does she talk?
Yes. She sings.
Yeah.
She sings Yankee Doodle.
Right.
And she whistles. And she says, good morning.
Right.
Trying to teach her.
That's cool. I will kill you. Yep.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
No, I have curly hair. And I used to have a bird who... I had 14 parrots at one time.
Okay, yeah. That's like
that's
nuts.
A whole choral group,
yeah,
right?
That's
14.
Nuts. But they did Yankee Doodle in 14-part harmony.
Yeah. And one of them, every time I walk in the room, he'd look at me and he'd go, what's up with the hair?
Nice.
What, the bird said that?
Which means somebody else was, somebody else was saying and the bird picked it up.
Yeah, it didn't just make that up.
Yeah,
out of
someone else was saying and the bird grabbed it.
I don't want to tell you what the other one said. I had another one who I rescued from a house. And I guess they were drug dealers.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, no, I don't want to tell you what he used to say.
Oh, okay. I want to teach a person to say, help, I've been kidnapped.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. A lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's up with the hair?
What you got to do? What you got to do is you got to save some of the feathers. They lose their feathers all the time. Just keep saving them. When the bird ticks you off, you keep the feathers. And what you do? You put them on the side. You make a small, like a little squab, little game hens, and you just eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just look at it like that's right, one of you.
Yeah,
that bird won't say nothing.
Yeah.
That's pretty devious.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's devious.
Oh, I have that kind of mind.
All right, Janice, thank you.
I love them. All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Call in your pet damage story, 203-882-9757. Roy in Newtown.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Yo.
Good. Yeah, I have a German short hair. She's passed away now, but she was totally destructive. I mean, she was, you know, every time I left, she wanted to be with me constantly. So she would do anything to follow, you know, to get to me. She ate through an oak door, did like $10,000 damage at my mother's house. We left over there for a weekend, and we went away.
Yeah.
Wait, $10,000?
Yep.
Dollars.
Yeah.
What happened?
She just ripped up my mother's sliding door, all her curtains. They were worth a lot of money, these curtains that my mother bought. She destroyed them.
Anything she can get a hold of, she just ripped it down, pulled it out.
Yeah, right. she wanted to get out and to be with me all the time because I, you know, when she was little, I took her everywhere with me. So I kind of like ruined her.
Yeah,
you know?
She took driving lessons, everything.
I'd be cutting trees out. I'd cut trees out in the woods, and she knew exactly which way the tree was going to fall every time.
Hey, I pee on that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She's long gone now, but she was very great dog, just totally destructive.
She just wanted to be with you.
Well, she's still with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, she's out in the garden now.
I'm in spirit.
Still in the garden.
Okay. I'm in spirit. Okay.
She's buried in the garden. Are you growing plants
well,
on top
yeah,
of her?
No, dogwood. No, you know, I had her ashes and I put her in the garden, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. Right.
All right.
And Nana's there too.
You know, not a vegetable garden, a flower garden.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, Roy. Great story. Thank you, man.
All right. Yeah. Hey, take care. Yeah. Bye.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.